Hi, hey, welcome to the Doorway to the Supernatural. I'm Pastor Peter Dosik, and with me is the man that answers questions and all that kind of stuff is Rob Kennedy, and we're glad to have you with us, Rob.
Amen.
And we're going to be talking about how to release the gifts of the Spirit, but how to really understand about the faith form and those things of that nature today. But last week we talked about, or Tuesday we talked about having the direction of God. We talked about the last thing, binding and loosening, and how we loose the gifts of the Spirit. Every day, you know, just say, God, I loose the working of miracles. I loose, God, the gift of faith. And I'm going to be showing you some other things of how to do that. You release those things every day upon your life. And you're going to start seeing them. And we're going to talk about how to know it's God and how to see and how to release those gifts when they come to you and how to recognize when they're being activated in your life. So before we do, though, we got a couple miracles to show you so that miracles are still fresh today in your life. Here are the miracles.
Now I command this order in Jesus Christ's name to come out. I command you to go in Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Feel for that thing.
Touche cela.
Did you see her quarter sticking out there?
Oui, ça a diminué. Ça a diminué.
That's a reduce.
Look at that.
C'est en train de disparaître.
Did you see that?
C'est en train de disparaître.
Yeah, just go ahead and swallow. Just go ahead and swallow.
C'est en train de disparaître.
Look at that. In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Now go all the way. Come
sort
out.
Et disparaisse
in
maintenant.
Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
There you go. You go and be well. Hallelujah. Set her down here, up against the steps, and let's measure her legs. Right there. Now, set clear back. Have her go clear back.
Have her put her back side.
All right, now. Hold her legs out here.
Both of
them.
Put them together. There you go.
All right. Our legs and knees are the same. This one's swollen, certainly. Can you feel the swelling in that one?
Yeah.
Feel how big that one is? All right. Let's hold them out here. Okay. And is this one that hurts you? Which is this one? Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I loose a miracle right now. I command this leg and this hip area, God, to come into alignment right now. And I command all this pain, this young girl's leg and her calf, I command to come out of her right now. Loose her. I curse the swelling in this knee right now. I command it to go down. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command it to go down. In the name of Jesus. You see difference in those kneecaps? See that? See that? This leg right here needs to come out. Now, in the name of Jesus, God, I loose this kneecap right now. I command it in the name of Jesus. Loose that leg right now in the name. Whoa. Well, what do you think?
I think,
Yeah.
No, it's okay now.
Yeah, okay, hallelujah. Look at these, now they're the same.
Yes.
Look at that. Stand up here and see if you have any more pain. Stop right up here. See if you have any pain. All right, walk around here. Tell me what you got. See if you have any pain. Ask her if she has any pain in that leg.
No pain?
She's saying it's gone.
It's gone? All right, praise God. There you go. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you know, God is still in the miracle business. Don't ever doubt that God is a miracle God. The Bible says they that know their God shall do great exploits. So we're going to be talking about miracles again today, the activation of the gifts of the Spirit. And the gifts of the Spirit build faith in people's lives. They are convincers. They are a witness to what Jesus has done for us and what the cross has done. And so I want to kind of talk today, Rob, about faith, but not just in general faith, but faith. How can we get or build, strengthen, enlarge the faith that we have, that we believe in the gifts, but have a greater belief or greater faith that these are for today, that they're now and they're for you and I? Because if we talk to the average Christian, or we talk to the status quo, we talk to pastors, they're going to tell us, well, whenever God wants to, maybe will, maybe won't. Yeah. Well, you know, I think they've been done away with. Well, I've never been used, so I don't know, you know. And it goes on and on. They're going to point us to books that may say nothing. And they will give us definitions of each gift, but they will never say anything about being used by God or how to move in those gifts or how God uses us to move in those gifts. So we're going to talk a little bit about this today. And I wanted to start out with John, the 14th chapter and verse 12, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he makes this great declaration that almost astounds the human mind. How could somebody do these things? Can you read that, Rob?
Yeah. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father.
Now, here Jesus says, they that believe will do the works that he did. Now, the works that Jesus did, Acts 10:38, how God anointed him with power and with the Holy Ghost. And he went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. We also know that Jesus went into the wilderness 40 days. He was hungry. He was coveting. He was desiring not just to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but really to be empowered, enabled to be a partner with the Holy Ghost. And he returns in the power of the Holy Ghost, and he declares, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me to heal the sick, to open the blind eyes, to heal the brokenhearted, set the captive free. So in this passage of Scripture you just read, there is no question. Now, you could do away with Mark 16:15 in your mind. If you wanted to argue and say, oh, that's not by the written, or that's not by this, not by. Well, you may, but you cannot take away or challenge the validity of those words right there in Jesus' life. Jesus said in John the 17th chapter, when he's praying, God, make them one as you and I are one, I in you and you in them, and I in them and they in us, and you know, water in a bucket and a bucket in water in each other. And then he says, and as they, you have sent me, so send I them. For us to have anything less than what Jesus had is simply an unanswered prayer.
It is.
It would be an unanswered prayer if Jesus said, I pray, God, I send them forth as you sent me. For man to go forth and to be contending the same enemy, the same devil, the same problems, the same oppressions, and not have what Jesus had, is to say that God had doomed us to failure and to cause mankind to be hopeless. And I don't believe that. See, I just don't believe that. And then, if you will go to Acts 1:8, and Rob, if you can turn to 1 Corinthians 12:1, I'm going to have you read that. And it says in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come up on you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Here, when the Holy Ghost comes, we receive power. Now, these nuggets of power, these positions of power, these places of power are all in the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
And so we know that we're going to receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And that's why Paul gives us instruction of how to work with them, because ignorance can shut them down. Remember, ignorance can shut them down. The unlearned can shut them down. The disbelieving believer can shut them down. And the unbeliever can shut them down. So we want to believe what the Scripture says.
Yeah.
Amen?
That's right.
And so then, Rob, let's go to 1 Corinthians 12th chapter and read verse 1 down to the end where it cuts off on the gifts.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. These are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
Now, those things were given to us to profit with all.
Yeah.
In all of our life, the gifts of the Spirit are for our life, to bear witness to the message that we preach, the lifestyle that we live, and the gifts of the Spirit are given to us to be active in our home.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I believe the gifts of the Spirit should be active in every Christian home.
Yes.
Example. Let's say that your child comes home from school and you look at him, you think, well, what's wrong with him? Or they're acting weird. Well, I won't say weird because kids act weird, but he's just not his or her normal self. Well, it might be good for you to have the gifts of the Spirit active in your life. Number one, that you could have the discerning of spirits.
Yeah.
You know, so many times, Rob, when children are born to us, they're all types of spirits. There is a humble spirit. There is a prideful spirit. There is the hasty spirit. So they're all types of spirits that couple or join themselves with personalities.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when we as Christians just have children and we try to raise them all the same way, it's not going to work, because each child has a different type of spirit.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing wrong with the hasty spirit if it's recognized and controlled. It could then, instead of a hasty spirit of pushing you into something before it's time, it could invoke you to pursue something, gather information and all that in order to make a move.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you don't recognize that spirit, your children, you're not going to be able to raise your child right. You're not going to be able to correct them. You're not going to be able to speak into their life, because you could give a soft spirit and it could turn away anger.
Yeah.
But you may have to give a bold statement and it can bring a submissive spirit. But you have to know, so you don't break or destroy that human spirit that God placed in them. So we have to be able to discern the types of spirit.
That's really good.
And when they bring kids home, oh, mommy, can I be friends with it? You know, you need to discern the spirit of who your child is running around, because that spirit will begin to try to invoke itself and influence your child's spirit.
Yeah.
And you'll end up with a child that's being influenced by another spirit that you are not aware of. And so you'll just let it go, won't do anything. You'll make room for it. But if you recognize that, you know what, he's acting just like that little boy that he brought home.
Yeah.
Now, you know what, that little boy's not saved. And I'll tell you what, he's not in a Christian home. You know what, next time that rises up, I'm going to take authority over it.
Yeah.
I'm going to correct him, but then I'm going to take authority over that spirit. He's doing something that hasn't been done before. Yeah. There must be spiritual involvement in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But see, sometimes we don't do that.
No.
And, you know, even when our spouses are coming home, you know, they've been around people. They come home and they're heavy, or they're depressed almost, or, you know, they just lackadaisical, lethargic. lethargic. You know, what's affecting them? Hmm. You know, you can even be able to discern through two ways, the discerning of spirits that they're going through a season, or you can use the gift of interpretation.
Yeah.
Now, there, when we talk about the gift of interpretation, I know it's the gift of interpretation of tongues, but there are many tongues in the world.
Yeah.
Like fullness of the ear of a corn is the tongue that says harvest is here.
Yeah.
Signs and wonders.
Yeah.
Something is happening. Jesus said, why can't you discern the signs of the time so you can interpret what time is upon you?
Yeah.
And so sometimes when our loved ones come home and they talk, instead of saying, well, what's wrong with you? You know, man, I tell you what, you're going to act like that. Get out in the garage. I'll call you in. I'll throw your food on the floor.
Yeah.
No, but what if you interpret?
Yeah.
Remember, the Bible says that a good word or a word in due season.
Yeah.
How do you know what season?
Yeah.
The gifts of interpretation can tell you what season a person is in, so that you can deliver a good word in their season.
That's good.
They may be going through a season of disappointment because being missed over by job promotion or anything.
Yeah.
But when they come in, I don't try to just take what people are saying to me and start warding it off and drawing a cross and putting it on my head and driving them out with a sword. And, no, I'd say, God, let me be able to interpret.
Yeah.
Not just hear their words, but interpret what is really being said.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And if you can interpret that, Rob, you can discover the seasons that people are in.
Yeah.
Then you can give a good word for that season.
Yeah, in season. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
A good word in season. And I'm telling you, so we need these gifts, and we need them all. And they are for our homes to profit. Me as a husband, I want to profit my wife. I want to profit my marriage. I want to profit my home. I want to profit my grandchildren. I want to profit my daughter. And look over my son-in-law. And I want to, I'm kidding, but I want those gifts, Rob, to profit.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to be profitable as a husband. I want to be profitable as a leader of my home. I want to be profitable if I was a wife. I want to be profitable as a support.
Yeah.
I want to help. Remember that the Bible says that, you know, we give ourselves to prayer and fasting for a time to be with God, but then we come together so that the devil doesn't get an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if we are not aware of what's going on in our homes, in the lives of our spouses, he will get the advantage.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
And we will end up living with strangers because of spiritual influences in their life.
Wow.
So we need to be able to discern that, to pray for them, and to encourage them, to help them, to come alongside of them and say, you know, okay, tell me, you know, I feel this, honey. You know, look, sometimes Phyllis will give me a word.
Yeah.
Thus saith God, your life is in jeopardy. Take out that trash. And I say, oh, man, that is a word from God. No, but she'll give me a word and it'll encourage me.
Yeah.
And so we receive things from, remember, our spouses are helpmates.
Yeah.
We are in partnership together to live a life of an epistle before our neighborhoods in our communities. We are to raise our children together in the admonition and the nurture of the Lord.
Amen.
And so our marriage is a place of witness of God, to be the light of the world.
Yeah.
And it is a place where we show our faith in Christ. But it's a place that we're also nurturing each other, Rob, to finish the race, complete the course, and obtain a crown.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But we can't do that if just on our own selves.
Yeah.
On our own initiative.
You know, it's so powerful that what you're saying, because too often we associate the gifts with the edification of the church.
Right.
But not the edification of our home. And we try to run our homes through the wisdom of the world, which we would never do in the church.
No, absolutely not.
So, and we wonder why our homes are defeated, our families are, the divorce rate is high, and you know, and lives are just, you know, a mess.
You're right.
And we're not actively using the keys of the kingdom that have been given to us in our homes.
You're right. Absolutely.
Which is our little church. Right?
Yeah.
And it needs edified just as much as the corporate.
You're right, because we are priests and kings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we have to understand, Rob, that when we have been called to be a husband, God wants us to be profitable.
Yeah.
But what you're married to is not just a carnal wife. No. She is a child of God. She's
absolutely
a spiritual being.
Yeah.
She is a target for the devil.
Yeah.
And she needs all the help that she can possibly get from us as husbands. Hmm. And so I'd like to think of it that these gifts of the Spirit, when in operation, will help us raise supernatural
families. Amen.
And every child needs to see the gifts of God in action.
Absolutely.
And then to have the gifts explained. Like if they have a dream. Mom, I had this dream. Okay, what'd you have the dream? And realize, oh, dinosaurs trying to steal my pizza. That's probably not God.
Yeah.
But unless the dinosaur is his brother. Now, that might be true. But so you listen to that, and then you tell him, this is God speaking to you.
Yeah.
This is what, honey, is known as a word of knowledge.
Yeah.
This is God showing you things to come. God is using you in discerning of spirits. When you come up to the man, he had a mask on. There's something behind him, honey.
Yeah.
And so, you know, teach your children, and they will begin to grow in that and know that. Remember when Jacob ran from Isaac, guess what? First thing he did, he found a place and he said, this is none other than the doorway of God to heaven. And he says, you know what? He made a vow and he said, I'll pay tithe.
Yeah.
You know why? They saw that in his house.
Yeah, that's right.
He's seen that house.
Learned it from, that's right.
He knew how to talk to God. Where in the world did he get that knowledge?
Yeah.
Wasn't from that old deceiving spirit that was in him.
No.
And what if Isaac would have been operating in the gifts?
Yeah.
He would have said, I perceive that thou art Jacob and that you are in the midst of the gall of iniquity.
Yeah.
Now, we know that didn't happen, but it could have happened.
Yeah.
And so I like to use have the gifts put in a frame that we don't just use them in the church.
No.
We use them outside the church with our neighbors and things of that nature. Just like you could have a dream about your neighbor.
Yeah.
That would just totally like, how in the world did you know?
Yeah.
A word of knowledge being given.
Yeah.
So if we open ourselves up to these and begin to discover them and get a greater depth of faith, a greater understanding of these things, Rob, these things will activate. We'll have supernatural home.
Amen.
We'll have a supernatural voice in our community.
Yeah.
And people around us will know there is a God in that household.
Hallelujah.
So we're called to be profitable.
Yeah.
Not just get buyable. Profitable.
Yeah.
Don't just get buyable. We are profitable to each other.
Yeah.
And so when we are together, Rob, in a relationship, then the gifts of the Holy Ghost should help me, lead me to say certain things, to discuss certain things, or to, you know, make statements or to perceive places. We need the gifts of the Spirit even in our relationships.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says, bear one another's burdens.
Yeah.
Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, Jesus went down a road to Jericho. How did he get there?
Yeah.
A word of knowledge.
Yeah.
A word of knowledge took him to Jericho.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to just realize these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, then we'll get led of God and we'll be moving in the Spirit instead of just visiting it on Sunday morning and experiencing it, saying, oh, man, boy, that was great. Hallelujah.
Yeah, an hour on Sunday.
I'll be back next Sunday to get another dose.
Yeah.
And we leave him there. But no, we want to be involved in that. So when I was thinking about this, Rob, I wanted to reveal or share something with the people. When I first started seeking the gifts of the Spirit, having this great passion, this great hunger on the inside of me, I discovered something. I discovered something I had never known. And I was just sharing it with Lincoln yesterday in the car as he read me his favorite scripture that he's having put on the cross. He's not going to have a class ring. He's getting a cross made. He said, I wouldn't wear my a ring, Mom, but I would wear a cross.
Yeah.
And, you know, $5 for a cross compared to $350, $400 for a ring. His mom said, yes, you're going to have two or three of them. Hallelujah. So, but he's having a Proverbs 4:23 put on his cross. And I said, let's go and look at Proverbs 4:20.
Yeah.
So he looked at 4:20, 21, 22. And then, so I started talking about him. I said, now, do you see that you can see what God is saying in verse 20 and 21 by your eyes and not just with your ears? Yeah. And he said, really? I said, yeah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But how do we hear, Rob?
Yeah.
Don't we hear with our eyes when we're reading?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Unless you all the time are going, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate and let no man dwell therein, and a bishrik let another take.
Yeah.
Unless you did that, you'd have to realize that your eyes and your ears are connected together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Jesus said that in Mark, the 4th chapter, verse 10, said, look, God has shut up their eyes and their ears, lest they hear and see, understand, and be converted.
Yeah.
Well, we know that we're saved by grace through faith.
Yeah.
And then Jesus says in John 6:2 that when they saw the miracles, they believed. We know John the Baptist, we talked about that in Luke, the 7th chapter, that the disciples of John said, John must know, are you really the guy?
Yeah.
And he said, stay with me.
Yeah.
And then go tell John what you see.
Yeah.
And the sick were healed, the lepers were cleansed, devils came out, and the dead were raised. Now, that was just in one day of Jesus' life. Wow.
Yeah.
And so, faith comes not only by seeing, but by hearing. And they are connected together. And so, in this scripture, it reveals to us that we can see with our eyes and obtain faith, and we can hear with our ears and obtain faith. So one of the things that I do is that I watch miracle videos.
Yeah.
Now, years ago, I used to find them and I would buy them.
Yeah.
And they were expensive. But today we have, thank God, free YouTube.
Yeah.
You can go to YouTube and you can watch A.A. Allen. You can watch Jack Coe. You can watch William Branham. You can watch Oral Roberts. You can watch T.L. Osborne. And you can watch these men, Brother Shambach.
Yeah.
You can watch these men be used of God.
Yeah.
And when you watch it, as you watch them over and over, not only can you out-preach them because you know what they're going to say, you can also see the transition in those men when a gift comes up on
him.
Brother Shambach would just be preaching and he'd say, okay, we're going to have a prayer line, and he'd just start out, in the name of Jesus. But all of a sudden, in the name, something happened.
Yeah.
His voice changed. His countenance changed. Watch out, devil. You're had. Healing is coming. And man, I'm telling you, it would just start. Boom. It would take place. Allen, you could see Allen operate in the working of miracles. You could see Jack Coe, the gift of faith. You could see William Branham in the office of a prophet. You could see Oral Roberts laying hands. He said he laid hands in on people, over a million people. He would tell you that God gave him that when he laid hands on, if his hand would shake or get hot, that that was a revelation, a discerning of spirits to his senses, that this was the devil, and he would lay hands on the sick, and they would get healed. So you're going to see these gifts operate, and watch these videos over and over and over. Well, why? Because it is coming, faith.
Yeah.
Faith is going to come to assure you that the gifts are still for today.
Yeah.
And then they're going to confirm that they are for the now.
Yeah.
The now, not in the future. Mm. And it's going to come to you that it's for every believer.
Yeah.
Now that faith is going to come by what you're seeing and hearing. But that faith is going to come. So when we do that, another way that we can do it, Rob, is that is very important, is that we go through the Bible and we look up every miracle. Mm. Every miracle, because every miracle has a gift and many times more than one connected to it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if we go to these and we look at them, we meditate on them, we let the voice that is in the voice of God, the word, come out of the word, and it'll become rhema to us.
Yeah.
Faith will be born.
Yeah.
And so every miracle we got to look at. And we'll be doing that and examining this is the word of this and so forth.
That's good. That's really good.
So, but those are two things that you can do to really strengthen your faith that they are for today, strengthen your faith that they are for the now, and strengthen your faith that they're for you as a believer.
Amen.
So we are going to be doing that. But while we do, when you go to that, and I used to do this, you don't have to do this, but every time I'd be watching a video, I'd be laying my hands, God, I just loose, God, the anointing, the activity of the Holy Ghost that's in this video to come into my life, to come upon me, God. Let my mind be transformed, God. Let the Spirit of God lead me and guide me. Let these gifts be operative.
Yes.
And then I would start watching videos and say, ah, there's the discerning of spirits.
Yeah.
That's the word of knowledge. Mm-hmm. There's the gift of faith.
Yeah.
And so I would start recognizing them.
Amen.
And what I would do is I would have great faith for them.
Yeah.
So I started strengthening my faith, Rob, and I started watching.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would pray a while, watch a while, pray a while, then read a while, watch a while, pray a while, read a while, watch a while, pray a while.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did.
Yeah.
And it will get on you.
Yeah.
Because whatever we get around, when we get around Jesus, I'm telling you, what is on him will
get on you.
And what's in him, you will want.
Hmm.
And so we've talked today about, you know, having the gifts of the Spirit active in our homes.
Yeah.
And I really want you, parents, please, parents, rise up. The Holy Ghost will help you and use the gifts to protect your home, to cultivate faith in your home, and to infuse or to, as it were, to put up on the Spirit or the gifts of the Spirit being active in their life.
Yeah, amen.
And you've seen, well, you might not have seen him here, but Quentin was with me one time in Florida at Joe Vancouver's church.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I was down there for a couple of days, and I took Phyllis, and Quentin was with me. And so he said, okay, Papa, he said, tonight I'll pray for all the blind people. And I said, well, okay, I said, but, and I'll help you if you need it. He looked at me and said, what did I just tell you? He said, I told you I'm praying. If I'm praying, why would I need you? That's the kind of kids we want to raise.
Yeah, absolutely.
That they think, you know, I'm glad you're here, but I really don't need you.
Yeah.
And but if we do that,
Rob,
I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will get in them. They'll choose the right mate.
Yeah.
They'll choose the right college. They'll choose the right vocation. They'll choose the right friends. They're going to choose the right path. And when they start being experiencing these rich infusions of the gifts of the Spirit activated, my word, how can you not be changed when you taste and see that the Lord is good?
Absolutely.
Or when the hand of God falls upon you, when you feel his presence, and when it's confirmed by what you've done or what you've said.
Yeah. Jesus told us to go into all the world and make disciples, and that includes our children.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I think most of the time that is the most important place that we're doing. We win the world and lose our families.
It's not worth it.
We have not accomplished God's plan for our life.
Absolutely.
So next Tuesday, we're coming back and we're going to be talking about looking at every miracle. We're going to go through the miracles. We're going to be talking about them, showing them, and then we're going to be talking about loosening and binding, and we're just going to see God move in your life. And so join us next Tuesday. Let us pray for you today. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
I loose, God, I loose the gifts of the Spirit to be active upon their life. God, yes, you said as we were hungry and thirsty, hallelujah, that, God, we would be filled. Jesus. God, they're watching today because they're hungry. They want something that breaks them free from the status quo.
Yes,
God, they want their families touched with God. They want the taste of the Lord flowing in their household. God, I loose right now the activation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost in their life. In Jesus' name, I loose the working of miracles, God. I loose the gifts of the Spirit. I loose the gifts of healing. I loose, God, the gift of faith. I loose upon them, God, the word of knowledge. I loose upon them the discerning of spirits. I loose upon their lives the word of wisdom. I loose upon them, God, the gift of prophecy, that they will edify, comfort, and exhort the brethren and the church. I loose upon them, God, speaking in tongues, multitudes of types of tongues, that, God, they'll speak in the languages of other nations. But, God, they'll speak in tongues that no man knows and understands, that they'll be talking to you, God, in a personal, intimate level. Be praying your will, God, for their families, for their lives, for their churches, and for their nation. And then, God, I loose the gift of interpretation of tongues. Let them see seasons. Let them see, God, what is going on in people's lives. Give them a word, God. Give them a word in due season, God. And, Father, we loose these things upon their life in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen. God bless you. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye-bye.